From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Geez, it's how many is this now? Four or five?
Well, this is the Global Dairy Trade Auction overnight. Well, at least we got a result, which is better than the last
one.
That's
true.
If you just look at the front page of the, anybody can log into the Global Dairy Trade website. There's 12 auction results on there, and we've only had positive outcomes in two of them. So 10 of the last 12 have been negative. So yet another negative, a 2.4% fall in the Global Dairy Price Index. So I think now it's starting to be of concern, isn't it? Because clearly the supply-demand sort of dynamic is favouring the buy side at the moment. Just looking through the numbers, butter was down 4.3%, cheddar down 6.6%, mozzarella, small increase, 1.6%, skim milk powder, a flat result, that's probably pretty good. But the key product, whole milk powder, fell 2.7%. Now, just focusing on those two main categories, skim milk powder, the average price across the various contracts, $2,559. Now, that has been sitting for a very long time, since the end of 2023, in terms of the average price, between sort of $2,500 and $3,000. So it's sideways trading. That's okay. It is at the bottom of the range. But where your attention is peaked is whole milk powder. $3,503 was the average price across the contracts. Back in May, Mike, that was $4,374. That is a 20% fall since then. So we're now back to October 24 levels. So look, Mike, I think there will be some furrowed brows around the country this morning, and I think there's definitely the potential for a consideration of a revision of the farm gate milk prices. But, Mike, I want to stress something. You've always got to look at the full trade ecosystem, and a key part of that is the value of the New Zealand dollar. Now, as we speak this morning, we've got notable news on that front because the Kiwi is sitting at 0.5663 against the US dollar. Now, earlier this year, Kiwi fell to this 55-56 range. 55 cents seems to be a sort of a support level of sorts. Now, that lower New Zealand dollar potentially shields exporters from lower prices if they're denominated in US dollars. But what we don't know is what sort of hedging program Fonterra have in place. So I'm not sure what that hedging profile looks like. If they've hedged that already, then they won't necessarily get the benefit of the lower New Zealand dollar. So US dollars seem to be regaining some of its mojo, sort of big dollar, little dollar, big dollar wins. But we've also got these increasing interest rate differentials. So our rates are going down, theirs aren't. So interesting times ahead here, Mike.
Ain't that the truth? And 55 is nothing to be proud of. Now, no. Michelle, mortgages, it's over, isn't it?
It's over. Now, I have to admit, Mike, yesterday I had a very unsuccessful flutter on the Melbourne Cup. It's the only horse race I bet on every year. And clearly I didn't do my homework very well. So I made a contribution to the TAB yesterday. The Reserve Bank of Australia, however, reviewed the cash rate of much more import than my betting record. They left the rate unchanged at 3.6%. Very much market consensus after that surprise lift in inflation. A couple of key takeaways. Uncertainty seemed to be a common refrain from the RBA yesterday. Heightened level of uncertainty about outlook in both directions. They see inflation remaining a little problematic. Core inflation above the target range until mid-next year. They did say some of that recent inflation increase was caused by temporary factors. But on the flip side, even when those subside, there's some inflationary pressures remain. They're basically moving to updating their view as the data evolved. A cautious approach. Central forecast. Yeah, Mike, you're right. Central forecast is right. Only one more cut in 2026. In other words, the easing cycle has pretty much come to an end. And if I look at the futures market overnight, they're not even pricing in that cut fully. So the market doesn't even completely believe that it will be there. So, yep, kind of it's all over. But yeah, Probably stay low for quite some time. But yeah, no more cuts. Maybe only one more cut.
What are the numbers?
Yeah, a little bit weak this morning. So a little bit of concern coming into sort of valuations on the US market. So we're seeing the Dow Jones is down 240 points. That's 0.5%, 47095. The S&P 500 down 0.79%, 6797. And the Nasdaq bearing the brunt. It is down 394 points, 1.66%, 23,440 the level there. FTSE 100 gained 8 yesterday, 9,709. The Nikkei, very volatile. I said it was up sort of quite a lot. It was down yesterday, 914 points, 51,497. Shanghai Composite lost 0.4%, 3,960. The Aussies yesterday didn't really like Michelle's announcement. The ASX 200 lost 81 points, 8813. That's just under 1% fall. But the Kiwi market gained 0.37, 50 points, 13,606. As I say, Kiwi dollar looking very weak, 0.5663 against the US, 0.8714, flirting with 87 cents against the Aussie, 0.4929 euro, 0.4341 pounds, 86.94 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,966. Brent crude, $64.47. And unemployment today. That'll be interesting. We'll come back on that tomorrow morning.
Yes, we will. See you then. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.